Principal Broadcasting presents the League of Professionals, Monday to Friday with Muriel Donnelly.
Hey, welcome to Principal Broadcasting. John Stevens here, and today my guest is Ellen Farrell. Hello, Ellen. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing great, John. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Now, could you just tell me a little bit about your industry, your business, what it is that you do?
Sure. Well, I've been doing energy work since 1987 when I learned about Reiki, and so I started to do Reiki then. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but...
No, could you explain that a little bit, actually?
Yeah, it's a hands-on healing technique that channels universal chi or energy into the chakras to help bring balance to the energies of the body. When the energies of the body are flowing well, then the physical body flows better.
I see. Now, who do you help? What's your ideal client? Is it somebody younger, somebody in their middle-aged, elderly?
Well, energy medicine can help anyone of any age if they're motivated to work with their own energies and kind of look at deeper layers of healing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not just looking to fix some kind of medical issue, although it can help anyone, but especially when you're interested in dealing with maybe spiritual issues or creative issues or wanting to feel more connected to intuition, feel more connected to creating the life you want, that sort of thing. Maybe even healing past life issues, things that you don't understand why they're happening.
Right. Could you talk a little bit about that? That interests me a lot.
Sure.
Do you have any people who come to you looking for like spiritual advisement as far as maybe reconnecting with a lost loved one?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, I have done that many times. Because what I see in the chakras, so I'm a psychological intuitive, which is, I don't know if you've heard of psychometry, and people pick up something and they get information about someone who's passed over usually.
Right.
But I do that with the chakras themselves, so the seven major energy centers on the body, which are also front and back. That's what you're doing with Reiki, so that's how I found out I had this gift, that I started seeing a lot of images, and I was like, they didn't teach about this in the class.
Now, at what age did you realize that you had this gift? Is this something that you learned on early on?
Well, yeah. I mean, at age 4, I did have past life memory and begin to remember past lives. That is, I didn't know what that meant. Of course, I didn't have words for that at age 4, nor did I talk about it. But I was kind of trancing out, I think, just looking at clouds, sitting looking out a window, and I saw a little girl. Now, I'm kind of Irish looking, even though my background is Jewish, Eastern European Jewish, but I'm kind of Irish looking. So what I saw at 4 looking out the window was a little Asian girl with black bangs, and I knew it was me. And I at 4, I remember thinking, how can that be me when I'm me?
Yeah, I could see for a 4-year-old that being a little crazy.
It was curious. It was curious. And I didn't talk to anyone about it. But then later, I think maybe the next time I had a big memory was in college. I went to Rutgers, Mason Grove School of the Arts, with an acting BFA. And I was walking. I was practicing easing up. We call it an Alexander technique. And Bruce Furtman was a wonderful teacher. He always told us, you know, practice easing up, which is lifting through the crown and lifting the sternum and kind of relaxing. And so I was doing that, and all of a sudden I was walking with a friend. She kept walking and I stopped in my, I was going to say dead in my tracks.
Little pun on words.
All of a sudden I felt my head, but it was looked different. It went on the ground with a thud, and I see me looking, I can feel myself looking up from the hard dirt ground, and I have been guillotined, and I'm looking up for a couple of seconds, I guess, before the life left me, and that was intense.
Yeah,
and I had read in high school, I was curious about, you know, you see in the paper all the time people who were born on your birthday.
Yes,
Marie Antoinette was. I was born on her birthday.
Really.
I was curious about that, very curious, because I spoke French in elementary school and like became very fluent before I moved from New Jersey. And so I was always very interested in that. I also used to imagine my bedroom, and later when I read about Le Petit Trianon, which is a little place where she did artistic things and to get away from Versailles,
right?
I would imagine my room, the way this was decorated.
Really?
So I had read an autobiography of hers, and I found it enchanting, frightening. I was very involved in the story.
Right, right.
So when I had this, and that was in high school, so when I had this memory, I was like, wow, I'm tapping into possibly a past life here, although I know many people over time have
right.
been guillotined. So I'm not wedded to it being a famous person, but I definitely related to that story.
Now,
and the story, which is very relevant mm-hmm. to our times, which is, what do we do with power?
Right.
And how do we respond to having power and control? She was kind of locked into this kind of life at 14. You know, she was shipped off to marry another royal because of the way things worked then. So,
right.
Yeah, it's just interesting.
Now,
so I've had many, many memories since then.
Now, while you figured this out at 4, I'm a little curious mm-hmm. as to when you decided that this would be a good business venture.
Ah, well, I've always been interested in the metaphysical, read Edgar Cayce and all these things.
Right.
So I was working on people practically for donations to start out when I did the Reiki.
Mm-hmm.
And I was improv. We lived in L.A. We lived in New York and different places. And I was doing acting, and I was doing this on the side. But as I had kids, I had a deeper yearning also to learn about more about trauma and learn, you know, find out what does it mean to be a therapist. So
right.
I didn't even know the difference between all these letters, social worker, counselor,
mm-hmm.
psychologist. I didn't know what it all meant. Now I know. It was way more complicated than I could have imagined it would be.
Right.
A master's degree in psychology. And
I can imagine you've learned a few things since 4.
I've learned a couple of things.
Right.
Not necessarily. I know there's tons more for me to learn, but what I see in the energies is always what I return to, because I have found spirit is never wrong. I might be wrong, but I always just try to check back with spirit and
right.
what the energies tell me, because they're always completely on target. So that's kind of how it evolved. I just kept doing the work, and I just kept getting, you know, I just be more curious. So I really did learn a lot through seeing what had been treated as a diagnosis and personality disorders on the spectrum of trauma to, you know, dissociative identity disorder at the far end,
mm-hmm.
Starting out with, you know, depression and anxiety and things that everyone who's on earth experiences at some time.
Right.
Because life is traumatizing.
Mm-hmm.
And we all have different levels of it. So, you
deep,
know, the
very
more we
deep.
Learn about that, the more we learn how to, we get these emotional splinters. And then what is a splinter? Well, eventually our personality can splinter. And, you know, we try to just hold it together. So I learned how to work with these energies. That's what I teach people. How do you hold it together? How do you make it work so that you can, when weird things happen out in the world, we can check in with our energies. We can, you know, teach other people how to be strong, because if we can recover from trauma, then we don't need to try to control everything. Because
right.
See where that's getting us.
All right. Now, you offer these services locally, I imagine.
In Riverdale.
In
yeah.
Riverdale. Okay. And do you also, it says here that you also offer Skype sessions for non-locals.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you have
yeah,
a website you want to plug before we got to end it up, end here?
Yes, absolutely.
The sure. Give out your website.
My name. Website is ellenfarrell.com, ELLEN, F as in Frank, ARRELL. And, you know, I want people who are motivated to contact me. My prices are not low, but I really feel like it's the work that matters. So,
right.
I don't want that to be the, for people who can afford it, great. I feel like I'm worth more than I charge, but mm-hmm. I really want to work with people. And I'm writing a book right now about what I see in the energies, and that the energies are divinely wired in us. And that we're divine. That's what's in the core. And so we're all divine. And so we get disconnected because of trauma. So
that's
what I try to help people
That
with.
Is absolutely fantastic. Ellen, thank you so much for sharing this information with our listeners. We really can't thank you enough.
Thank you so much. It's been a joy speaking with you.
Principal Broadcasting, the Professionals Radio.